This month of October marks 15 years since Anna's Baroque Bonbons first went out on Fine Music Radio. The suggestion for writing bonbons came from my colleague Nick Syro. He envisaged a short anecdote followed by a piece of music, and he even thought up the name, Baroque Bonbons. When I embarked upon this, I imagined I would do it for about a year, as I had some interesting stories that I'd encountered in my studying and teaching. Never did I imagine that 15 years on, I would still be finding more from the seemingly endless supply of tales from the Baroque. I've decided that this month I will look back over the 15 years and give out some prizes to some categories that have come up while writing the bonbons. The first category is the use of Baroque music in recent times. This prize I award to Peter Gregson's recomposition of Bach's cello suites. This term, recomposition, was first used in 2005 when Deutsche Grammophon started an interesting project, commissioning composers to recompose famous classical works. The composer deconstructs and then reconstructs a familiar work, often using minimalist techniques and the addition of electronic instruments. The most critically acclaimed of these has been Vivaldi recomposed by Max Richter. Following this, in 2018, Deutsche Grammophon commissioned a young Scottish composer, Peter Gregson, to recompose another very famous Baroque work, the Bach Cello Suites. Peter Gregson is a composer and cellist who hails from Edinburgh. While studying at the Royal Academy of Music, he became fascinated with using electronics in compositions. For Bach Recomposed, he placed synthesizers around the concert hall, where the recording is taking place, and then an ensemble of cellists perform on top of that sound. I love the way that Gregson has reimagined the Bruise from Bach's Cello Suite No. 4 in E-flat major. It's performed here by Peter Gregson with an ensemble of five other cellists. That was the Bruise from Bach's fourth cello suites, recomposed by Peter Gregson.